We got our party hats on right now, and it's time to welcome to our show Mr. Jan Ness, who is one of the co-owners right now of the online technology, or online tech, rather.
Yep, and co-CEO with Mike Klein.
Jan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Wonderful to be here.
Yeah, we wanted to do a very special kind of a segment here in which we acknowledge the 20th anniversary of online tech because, in some ways, you and Gary represent kind of bookends on that experience.
That's right. I started it, and Jan grew it. So it's kind of like Fitz Chrysler and Fielding Yost, you know?
That's a great analogy. So lucky to be compared to those guys.
So maybe one day that might happen. Yeah, and we're talking about online tech. This is the very first ISP in Michigan for business, website hosting firms in business, for businesses. And I sold out in 1999. There were a couple of years that...
We started doing... The Internet Advisor
Show, right? That's right.
And we started doing it. We have to put this in as a footnote, Jan. In 1998, I was on with you because I had been a client BizServe at that time. You were the ones who were helping me get online.
In 97, because we started in 97.
Yep.
You know something, guys? I think we were the first Internet company, or one of the very first in Michigan. And I'll bet you must have been one of the first internet radio shows in the country. I mean, I can't imagine there were very many others.
Yeah, there weren't many.
Ed, do you remember any others in terms of...
On the radio, no. But on TV, they showed me how to hook up my cable box. You know, that's about it.
Well, Leo Laporte, who's been on with us for many years.
Yep.
He was doing a lot of that. But in terms of the Detroit area, certainly we are... And
with online tech, Jan rescued it in 2003. And between Jan and I think Mike joined you in about 2008, is that right?
Yeah, Mike Klein joined us in early 2008 and totally changed the trajectory. It's been great.
They have just absolutely grown the company. Now you're opening your fifth data center. Tell us what's going on.
We've had a really great period of investment in the company in the past couple of years, and also growth. A lot of new customers, and we're basically helping companies move to the cloud. I don't know. I'm sure your listener base has heard of this, but cloud computing is all the rage, right? I mean, it really does pay. It's really worth it.
So, you are the physical presence of the cloud in some ways, right?
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, the cloud exists somewhere. It's not satellites in the sky. It is actually infrastructure, right. You know, on the ground that delivers those services, just sort of in a way that is so much more efficient and more energy focused, and just, I mean, it basically, you know, centralizes a very complicated function in a way that allows it to ultimately operate so much more efficiently and more securely than you could be if everybody was trying to figure it out themselves. I mean, that's what I find
fascinating in this is that, as I said, you two represent kind of bookends in terms of the services that are being offered through internet service providers, Gary initially, to individuals like myself, and then to businesses, which became your focus. And then now you, Jan, are on this cutting edge of the cloud. You are essentially that infrastructure, which is the cloud, those massive servers, which need to have their very special security and hardened bunkers. Cal, you were going to say?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Gary.
No, you go ahead, Jan.
Well, basically, everything is being digitized, right, on the planet.
Right.
Everything is, right? You look at your phone, everything is digitized. And all that stuff, you know, needs to be secure, right? There's certain boundaries, just like there's a certain amount of security you have around your home, certain amount of security you might have in a bank, a certain amount of security you might have in a public library or in a public park. And there's different levels of security you have that are well-defined in all the physical world. And so now the question is, how do you define these layers of security in the logical world when it comes to people's data? What is appropriate? What's right? And you know, so the whole industry is trying to figure that out. It's very complicated because you bring in a lot of government regulation into it, right? Because everybody really cares about this stuff, and it should. And it creates sort of a... an environment where, you know, it's a bit of a pioneering field, right? Trying to figure out, you put everything in the cloud, but wait a minute,
Yeah.
Right? What goes where and who gets what becomes a much more complicated question.
Kel, were you going to ask a further question?
Yeah, I this is just, you know, because you and Gary have been involved with ISPs since the beginning of time, and when I mean internet time, of course, I got to ask you, after 20 years, are the dial-up modems completely gone?
You don't have a one left, do you? So, hey, you know what?
They are all gone?
They are, absolutely.
Okay. I'm sure they are, yeah.
Yeah. We certainly, we didn't have any. You know, the one thing that I am so proud of, Online Tech and Jan and Mike and the whole crew there, and that is we were really customer-focused, and that's how we grew. There were about 30 or 40 companies that grew after us in those next 2 or 3, 4 years. Not one of them exists today.
Wow.
Online Tech is the first and the last one standing, and they did it on customer service. I thought we were customers oriented. Jan and Mike and that crew have taken it to the next level, and that's really the key to what you do. When people sign up with you, you take care of them.
Yeah, Ryan Walters with us. Ryan, you are, I know, involved with IT risk management. Mm-hmm. I mean, you must deal with a lot of the issues that Jan Ness is talking about in terms of the regulations about what gets stored where and how.
Absolutely, absolutely. As they start to move into the cloud, there's a lot of frameworks out there that are really good for risk management relevant to the cloud. Like the Cloud Security Alliance, the CSA, they've got a great framework for making sure that if you're going to do it, you do it right and you do it up to specs. And
right.
So it's out there.
And you're working for Flagstar Banks. I mean, so
yes.
You're dealing with a really critical security, extremely important there, as it is with other things as well.
Yep.
Question for you, Jan, because we're talking about customer service, and customer service is really, really key to what's going on. Your support structure, is it U.S.-based, or is it across the world? And if it is across the world, how do you make it so that it works so darn good?
Yeah, great question. Our support base is all U.S.-based. In fact, it's all Midwest-based. I mean, you're going to get another Midwesterner at the other end of the line, and you know what's interesting when you bring that up. One of the strange things is we don't build. We're about to open our fifth data center. We've opened our fifth data center. We're going to have an open house, and I'd love to have everybody there.
So anyway, tell us about the open house. It's Tuesday.
So the open house is December 2nd.
Okay.
If you go to onlinetech.com/openhouse, you can register to see this thing, but it's a sneak peek of what a cloud secure data center looks like. We don't let anybody come through and walk this thing, but go ahead and register at onlinetech.com/openhouse. But while you're there, pay as much attention to the people as you do to the data center, because the data center is phenomenal. But quite frankly, anybody with a ton of money can build a data center like we do, but nobody has the people we do.
Ah, great combination of both this incredible technology and the people. Jan Ness, thank you so much. Jan, for many years, Online Tech helped us to stay on the air by hosting us, and now have gone on to this incredible job of opening their fifth data center in, and this is going to be in Detroit, am I right, Detroit?
Westland.
Just outside Detroit, Westland, Michigan, so
excellent.
We're going to service Detroit. Love to have you, onlinetech.com/openhouse, come on by.
We'll put that down there. Jan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Foster. Thanks, Gary. Thanks for everything you've done.
See you, Jan. We'll see you on Tuesday.
All right, guys.